Today we were going to read the chapter. 今天我们要读约翰福音十七章。This chapter is so wonderful. Brother Eddie preached on it so well. And I think we can read it ourselves maybe today if you'd like to. But so many of the precious things in this chapter, we see how Jesus says, the fourth verse,我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. When we think of Brother Edwin, he glorified Jesus here on earth, and he finished the work that God gave him to do. And now we all have that call too. 我们也每一个人都有这个呼召。主耶稣给我们每一个人一个呼召，给我们工作。The Lord gives each one of us work to do. We're not here to be lazy. Sister Pearl told us that the older you get, the more you have to pray for humility. And the sins of old age are pride and, you know it, laziness. So when the older you get, the more you have to pray for humility, and the more you have to pray that you don't get lazy. You have to keep working for Jesus till the end. And he will help us. He will help us. When I think of Sister Pearl's life, there wasn't a lazy bone in her body. She was always working for Jesus. She was always busy for him. And the last year of her life, Tseho Inian, remember the last winter camp, she had difficulty speaking because she had this pain in her jaw because of a sickness. And she, each time she would open her mouth, it would pain her terribly. But she wanted to glorify Jesus' name. And sometimes when he gave her a message in tongues, just to start, after she started, it would get better. The pain would ease a bit. But she said she wanted to do it for Jesus, and she did. She was faithful. She attended the last meeting she attended. She still went to the meeting, the last meeting. She went to those meetings, climbed up those stairs. She went, and she was faithful to the Lord. And one day someone asked her, oh, when we get to heaven, we'll rest there, won't we? She said, oh, no, we're going to keep serving Jesus there, and we will. But it will be joy unspeakable and full of glory, and it's already that here. 已经在地上是说不出满有荣光的大喜乐跟随我们的主。So it's so important, 非常的重要。我们在第十五章 in the 15th chapter, he tells us he's chosen us.You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. The Chinese is, 不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，是你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。And he wants to do that. There has to be fruit in our lives. Not only do we have that initial filling of the Holy Spirit, where he speaks of in these chapters, 在十四章、十五、十六、十七章 these chapters, he speaks of how they were going to be after they were filled with the Spirit. It was a different life. We'd have Jesus all the time. He describes that joy. And that's one of the marks of being filled with the Spirit. There's a joy that comes into our life, and that joy increases. We don't seek joy, but it comes naturally when we have Jesus with us. And he gives it to us more and more. And then the other, the peace, the inward life brings a peace when you wait on the Lord, when you take time to wait on him. He comes to you and he changes you. I heard a wonderful testimony. It was not from our church group, but I heard it. A good pastor, he spoke about this testimony. He said, there was a young lady once, she was She had to take care of her father. Her father was old and he was ill, and they did not have much money, so she had to earn a living. And she earned her living by teaching piano. She had 40 students every week came to her house and taught them piano and took care of her father, cooked for him, washed, did all the housework. And one day she was a little tired, and she said, "I need new strength." And then she remembered those words, Tajida, Isayashu, Tainani Shua, Den Dung Ho Yehohua, the Bi Tong Xin De Li. The words we all know, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And so she asked her neighbor to come and watch her father for a while that afternoon. She went into the room and she sat in his presence and enjoyed his presence. She said, "These words are true, Lord. They're in the Bible. As we wait upon you, we'll renew our strength like eagles, mount up like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And that comes when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. He brings us into that waiting upon him. We don't wait for him. He's there already. We get close to him. Get close to him, and he draws near to us. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And she did that. And as she was finished, she said, "Now I have new strength, new life." She came out, told her neighbor, "Lady, you can go home now. I'm okay." And a few minutes later, the doorbell rang, and guess who was there? Tai She Lila, Tadaguga. Her older brother came with all his children, and she would have to cook a meal now for him. And she welcomed him in. He said to her sister, younger than he, "You look as if you just had a vacation, and you look so well rested." And where did that come from? Because she waited on in his presence. And we can all do that. We had waiting on God meetings in Taiwan. We've reestablished that, and that's why I go more often now. 5 times a year we have that, aside from our winter and summer camp. And sometimes people were not accustomed. They look at their watches. 5 minutes is a long time to sit still in his presence. But last night it was easy, wasn't it? We sat in his presence. He does it. We're told by those that were before us that all of a sudden you notice Jesus does it. Perhaps in the beginning we have to use a little of our own effort to get still. Usually in every meeting there's time to get still in his presence. He leads us into that stillness, and that stillness changes us. Not only does his word change us, not only does it change us as we take his word and obey those things, but that stillness in his presence changes us. It changes our nature. I know people that had terrible tempers, but as they've waited upon the Lord changed them and brought them into that rest, and we can all have that. And it's spoken of here in these chapters too, to get close to him, to enjoy that love, and also to believe him. So many times in the 14th chapter, I noticed in, this is my Chinese English Bible, but I have another Bible in English, and I noticed many times in the 14th chapter, I've underlined believe and know. We can know him and believe him. Sister Pearl said that when she went to Taiwan, she was a sick woman. She went with Elizabeth Lindau. They went by boat in those days, 1954. And as she got to Taiwan, the Lord said to her, "If you believe me, I can work. If you stop believing me, I can't work." And so she often stressed that we have to keep believing, keep believing, keeping our eyes on Jesus. Don't look at your faith, just look at him, and that's enough. He will help us to believe him, and he will do the work. And then so many precious words in these chapters. You could speak on this from now till next year. It's so much, so rich and so wonderful, all these words, and we can meditate on them. About his love, and the joy he puts in our hearts, the peace he puts. And when we go through tribulation, he tells us, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." We can 放心, that means we can be of good cheer because he's already overcome the world. I'm so glad Brother Eddie and Sister Susan sang that song, Living in the Glory. That was in my heart these days too, but we don't have it in the regular songbook. What is it to live in the glory? We can all have that all the time. Living in the presence of the Lord, no matter what happens, we can have that glorious presence of Jesus within us and be filled more and more with his glory. And it makes us happy. It makes us joyful. And it puts his peace and his trust and his rest. Yesterday you learned Ping An, that's peace. And also rest, and Xi. And that song we sang last night, the reason it fits in there is because you have Yo and Xi Ping An, have peace, have rest, peace. We don't put an and in it. The Chinese grammar is so easy, much easier than English or German. Yo and Xi Ping An, the rest and the peace. Another word you can learn today, you never forget it, is glory, Rong Yao. He knows it already. Rong Yao, that's the glory. We can live there in the glory. And I think, and just one more verse we're going to close in is 24 in the 17th chapter. Jesus prayed for us there already. Today he's praying for us. I think Brother Edwin is praying for you too in heaven. I think so. I don't know. You can't say for sure, but they're praying for us. And today, over this weekend, he's praying for us, praying for Brother Lutan and Sister Lutan and all of us that will rejoice in him. The 24th verse, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. And that verse is so in connection with what we said on the first day. In the second verse, in my Father's house are many abodes. In the English, it's mansions, but abodes. The same word is in the 23rd. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. That's not only in the future when we go to heaven, but it's now. He's gone to prepare a place that he comes. And then he tells us he's coming again. And then the 23rd, he's coming again now. He comes now to us. The 23rd verse, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Make our mansion with him. Make our abode with him. It's the same word. I understand in the Greek. I haven't studied Greek, but I understand it's the same word. He'll make his abode with us. He'll come to us. And Sister Pearl believed that too, and many of the other ministers believe that. It's now. It's now we have that abode. If Jesus just put it off till the future, oh, it would be very hard for us, but it's now. We can have these blessings now. We can have this Diga Feng Fu. We can have this abundance now. He wants us to have it. He knows it's sometimes hard in this world. Some people go through very hard things, but the Lord is there to be with them. And sometimes there are questions. People go through hard things. They don't understand why. I think one of the verses that helps us is in 1 Corinthians 10. It says, he will make a way of escape no matter what we go through. We can ask him for that way of escape. I did once in Taiwan, and the Lord gave me a way of escape. And I could, Nong Ren Shou the Ju, wherewith you can bear it. And also, some people go through questions, they come and ask, why? Why? But if you look at Deuteronomy 29:29, these things belong to us and our children, the secret things belong to our God, but these things that we know belong to us and our children. Some things are secret. Yo, this should be Jiao. 比较隐藏，可是我们所知道的，我们可以去顺服，而且告诉我们的孩子们， Jesus knows the way. He knows the way to take us. And here again in that 24th verse, it says, he wants us to behold his glory, to be with him. And oh, I thank him that he's opened up that way. 我实在感谢主，他已经开那个路，那个门子， the veil has been rent. That veil has been rent. In the Old Testament, we all know these things, how when the high priest could only go into that Holy of Holies once a year and to bear the blood of bulls and of goats, and he had to go in once a year on the Day of Atonement. But Jesus has gone in once and for all. He's gone in, and that when he was on the cross, that veil was rent, and he opened the way. He saw the joy ahead of time. He saw how we would enjoy him. He saw this camp ahead of time, too. He knows all about this camp, and he knows how that we can enjoy him and live in his presence and live holy lives. And the first day I was here, I met Brother Tom Andrea. He said to me, oh, Philip mentioned your sister. My sister's been a blessing to me. He said she said something once that he quoted. And I said, what was it? And he said, my sister said, holiness is to love Jesus. And I think that's true. Holiness is to love Jesus. It's the love of Jesus. And he's put that fire already in each one of our hearts. Thank you for your patience in listening to so much Chinese. And the Lord bless each one. We want to pray for Brother Joshua and Evelyn and Jean. And pray, dear Jesus, bless Joshua today, and bless him today as he goes back to Connecticut. Bless Evelyn and Jean and Jed and Pearl as they go back to the city. Be with them. Cover them with your precious blood. And let them take the blessing with them that wherever they go, rivers of living water will flow from their innermost being. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. So may the Lord bless each one of us and help us to continue running after him. Hallelujah. My brother-in-law was there, and he said, what shall I tell the people at home? She said, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. And that, he remembered her by that. And that's the secret.
Let's sing that verse. That's going to be the last song. Okay. I'm pressing on the upward way. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, climb my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane. Plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. thank you enough, Lord, as we, as Sister Gerda said at the beginning, how can we thank you, Lord, for all your goodness to us? Thank you for ever calling us. Thank you for ever making your love real to us. Thank you, Lord. We love you this morning and want to go with you and live in your presence today and enjoy all that you are, all that you mean to us, all that you've done for us. Just thank you. Praise your name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.